Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Welcome to In the Bromo, a look behind the scenes at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. My guest today is the president of the France Merrick Performing Arts Center. Ron Legler is here to talk about some of what he's planned for the Historic Theater's subscription season next year. Good afternoon, Ron. Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Tom.
So you've got some direct from Broadway hits coming next year. We're talking about, you know, the 16-17 season. One of them, very exciting to me at least, it's beautiful, the Carole King musical.
It's absolutely beautiful, and we can't wait for our patrons in Baltimore to see the show. We promised a strong season if we went down to a 1 week, and I think this year we're certainly going to deliver. Four of our shows are currently on Broadway. Gentleman's Guide just closed in January, but
Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder.
Yes, it's, yeah. Which is wonderful. Won the Tony Award for Best Musical in 2014. But Something Rotten is coming, and also Finding Neverland, which is going to be a regional premiere of the show here in Baltimore.
So when you talk about going to 1 week, this was a transition that you did this current season. Shows sometimes are here for 2 or even 3 weeks. Now everything's here for a week. That means you have a shorter time span to catch them, but you're saying that you have a higher quality pool of things to choose from.
We sure do. And I think you'll see like shows like Phantom of the Opera that sold out, and now Motown, which is very close to a sellout. The only really way to secure your seats is to become a season ticket holder to make sure that all your seats are the same for all 7 productions. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing, Tom, is that we took a very close look at our pricing this year. You can get a season subscription for all 7 shows for $180. That's all in. All the fees are in. Everything else is done. So that's a little less than $30 a ticket. So we wanted to make sure our price point was where the community could afford to be.
All right, so you've got these titles you just mentioned, Finding Neverland, Beautiful, the Carole King musical, and Something Rotten. Big Broadway hits. You've also got some things that are pretty long-standing Broadway hits. You've got Jersey Boys and Rent coming as well.
We're opening this year with Jersey Boys because we know that that's a musical that every wife could bring their husband to or their boyfriend. It's a great guy musical, so we're hoping to get a new audience in before our season begins. Also, right from the West End in London, The Bodyguard. So it's all the music from Whitney Houston. We have Deborah Cox going to be starring in the show. It got amazing reviews in London, so that's going to be a really big premiere for us as well.
That was a very popular movie with Kevin Costner.
Very popular. And all the wonderful music.
And there's a Rodgers and Hammerstein classic here, Cinderella.
Gorgeous production with a little bit of a twist. She's a little more modern day than your traditional Cinderella, so we're excited for audiences to see that show as well.
And for folks who haven't seen this Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, this has really been a phenomenon on Broadway. People love it.
Standing ovation in the middle of the show. I can't tell you, if you love musical theater, it's going to be the highlight of the season for everybody. Very rarely do you see a standing ovation in the middle of a show. So Every night happens.
All right. So these are the offerings that you're going to be providing on the 2016-17 season. When do the tickets go on sale?
Tickets are on sale now, and You can do it all online. It's just a couple quick clicks, and you'll be part of the Broadway family in Baltimore.
All right. Well, Ron, thank you so much for coming by and letting us know about it. Appreciate it. Ron Legler is the president of the France Merrick Performing Arts Center. There's a lot going on at the Hippodrome these days. Beatlemania with full orchestra is there for one night only tomorrow night. And as Ron mentioned, Motown the musical coming to town on March 8th. Still a few tickets left for that if you're interested. Come to wypr.org/inthebromo for a link to more information about all the shows at the Hippodrome Theater. That's it for this edition of In the Bromo, our monthly look at what's going on throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. For 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station, I'm Tom Hall. Have a great weekend.